Maria Walsh, we're here in the European Parliament in Strasbourg, and you had a report that you authored, actually. It led to a resolution in the European Parliament on mental health in the digital workplace. It was passed during the week here in Strasbourg. Can you tell me a little bit more about the thrust of that report?
Yes, and overwhelmingly passed by 501 MEPs, so really showing that mental health and wellness is a core competency and a core function of all our work here as parliamentarians. The report itself was and is looking at what are the lessons learned from the COVID-19 pandemic. So the 2.5 years, hopefully that no more, that we all learned, our businesses, our employees and employees, through mental health in remote working and teleworking, and making sure, do we have understanding of what our employees went through in terms of burnout, fatigue, not being able to disconnect. And ultimately, this report looked at what, on a European competency side, do we need to do more of. So an EU mental health strategy is badly needed, and that's what was called in the report. An EU year dedicated to mental health next year that I'm very much putting pressure on the Commission to announce very soon, as well as looking at and readapting the right to disconnect legislation that has already passed, but needs more understanding and more bandwidth to make sure that we are not just learning the lessons from COVID, but also future-proofing for generations to come.
Tell me, from your work on the report, what did you find, what were the findings in terms of the impact that COVID had on, say, young people in particular, their mental health? Because they're working in this digital space.
Yeah, well, I think one of the main lessons and understandings we all took from it and across the political house was the fact that we have individuals working and not being able to leave their work at home or separate themselves from home life. And where that sees an incredible impact is we have higher rates of stress, burnout, depression, anxiety within our workforce. There is 9 million adolescents aged between 10 and 19 currently living in the European Union that are suffering from mental health impact. 9 million. We have 1 in 6 adults who are currently out of work due to mental health pressures. And prior to the pandemic, we knew 83 million across the EU had suffered from mental health pressure. We can only imagine that has expedited, and the numbers are there. We also have employers who are trying their best to make sure they're pinpointing and showing their employees where to go and how to get resources. Not all companies are the big tech that they can afford to have someone on staff 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to support their staff. And we need to understand that. And those that can't have that or don't have that capability, where are their places they're pinpointing and signposting their employees to? And ultimately, this is about best shared practices. It's about updating the legislation we currently have that protects the right to disconnect, and really looking at the psychosocial dimensions that are applied to workplaces.